And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the playwright Eugene O'Neill, born in a hotel room on Broadway, New York City, 1888. His father, famous actor, always on the road. Eugene O'Neill was 24 years old when he started to read classic playwrights and decided to do that. Ibsen, Strindberg impressed him. Fell in with a group of theater people in Provincetown, Massachusetts, called the Provincetown Players, which produced O'Neill's plays on a regular basis. 1920, his play Beyond the Horizon became a popular success on Broadway, followed by Anna Christie, Strange Interlude, and Long Day's Journey into Night. After Shakespeare and George Bernard Shaw, Eugene O'Neill, the most widely presented and translated dramatist in the English-speaking world. His were the first real tragedies of the American stage, the first to dispense with formal language in favor of slang. Eugene O'Neill, who said, "Life is for each man a solitary cell whose walls are mirrors." It's the birthday of the playwright who said the only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it. Oscar Wilde, born in Dublin, 1854, author of the plays Lady Windermere's Fan, A Woman of No Importance, and The Importance of Being Earnest. Oscar Wilde, who went off to England after college, became part of the High Society of London and a movement in art and literature called aestheticism, art for art's sake. Came to the United States on a lecture tour, stopped everywhere from Des Moines to Denver, from St. Paul to Houston, visited Walt Whitman in Pennsylvania, lectured to rich people, also to coal miners and cowboys. Went back to London and wrote his first and only novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, about a beautiful young man who remains young while a portrait of him grows older and older. And it's the birthday of the lexicographer and educational reformer Noah Webster, born Hartford, 1758, went to Yale, taught school for a while, went to law school, passed the bar, and then turned to writing. He was horrified that American schoolchildren were using British spellers and grammars, so he set out to write his own. It was called The Blue-Backed Speller, in which British spellings were changed to American, the R-E to E-R, in words like center. 1807, he began compiling an American Dictionary of the English Language. Took him 28 years to complete. And to do it, he learned 28 languages, including Sanskrit, Persian, and Gothic. Noah Webster, also responsible for establishing copyright laws, and he was a co-founder of Amherst College. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder. Late October, camping in the sawtooths. Sunlight climbs the snow peak, glowing pale red. Cold sinks into the gorge, shadows merge. Building a fire of pine twigs at the foot of a cliff, drinking hot tea from a tin cup in the chill air. Pull on sweater and roll a smoke, a leaf beyond fire, sparkles with nightfall frost. Gary Snyder's poem, Late October Camping in the Sawtooths, from Left Out in the Rain, published by Shoemaker Horde, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.